Our scripture lesson today ties right in with this children's message. It's about seasons. And it's Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 11. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up whatever is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of past and future into their minds, and yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Praise be the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Dorothy. Let us pray. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for these words of your Holy Scripture. And as we reflect upon them this morning, we ask the guidance of your Holy Spirit so that we might not only come to understand these words, but make them part of our lives. Amen. The scripture lesson this morning is a little treasure, isn't it? Passage familiar not only to those within the church, but to many outside the church, in part because the words were used in the old 1960s song by Pete Seeger, Turn, Turn, Turn. The poem itself is a series of couplets. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, and so on, until it goes a time for love and a time for hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Each of these couplets speaks to life as the author, who was known as the teacher, speaks to life as the author saw it in his time, 2,500 years ago. They describe life as it was then, and in many ways as it is now. And yet not all of these couplets apply to today. I mean, when was the last time you saw anyone over the age of 10 gathering stones? Okay, well, maybe you gather more stones than I realize. Anyway, I thought we could perhaps update this poem with a few more couplets, modern couplets, such as a time to study and a time to relax, a time to play games on the computer and a time to do household chores, a time to stay up late watching football games, and a time to go to bed early. A time to sleep in on Sunday morning, and a time to get up and make it to church. Okay, we'll leave that one out, all right? A time to visit the in-laws, a time to refrain from visiting the in-laws. You can perhaps think of some yourself. What the teacher is trying to tell us, of course, is that there is a pattern to life. There are patterns to life, And those patterns are part of God's creation. Days have rhythms, getting up, going to bed, meals, chores, work, school, play, prayer. Each day has a rhythm. And we find comforts in our rhythms. Even when we are busy, our rhythms seem to make it go easier. And I would guess that for many of us, I know it's true for me, when I feel most frazzled is not when I'm the most busy, but when my patterns get altered because of that busyness. And we have weekly rhythms, don't we? Monthly rhythms, yearly rhythms that make and shape our lives. As the seasons change, so do we, so do the patterns of life, yet even those changes fit into the patterns of the previous year. Fall comes, school starts, and our lives get busier, but they get busier in the patterns we are familiar with. Winter comes and we move indoors or we move south and we readjust our patterns, but the patterns are familiar and we find our place among within them soon enough. And yet, it seems to me that the teacher is telling us something more in this passage than life is made up of patterns. God's creation is also about balance in life. Each of the preacher's couplets speak of opposites. There is a time for planting and a time to reap. There is a time appropriate to embrace another and a time when refraining from embracing is appropriate as well. Too much embracing interferes with the other aspects of life. Too little embracing, life is cold and out of balance. And herein lies the point of the teacher. Find the instructions that bring your life back into balance. I think we can sense when we are out of balance. The teacher helps us to find a way to return to our balancing point. Let us once again look at modern life with the eyes of Ecclesiastes. Make yourself a list of the dimensions of your life and their opposite, and perhaps you can see where the balance point is. You might list something like this: a time for work and a time for play. You might list something like this: a time for projects and a time for relationships. Or a time to travel and a time to stay put. And you can look at those and ask yourselves, am I in balance? I chose three that I think would apply to most of us here. And the first one I chose is a time for others and a time for oneself. If there is one area that I would press most of our people on is to try to strive for balances, it would be in this area. I have seen people who gravitate towards one end or the other of that couplet. Time for others, time for oneself. There are many who are so focused on themselves they cannot really help another. And even when they're called to help someone else, they let you know how tough it was. I spent all day baking these cookies for the ice cream social. My back hurts, my feet hurt. Not that I see that behavior around here, but out there in the community, I see it. I know there are those for whom life is tipped too much for time for themselves. And these are the people that need to make time for others. These people might find a mission activity or volunteer in the community or just visit a neighbor or a friend to see how they're doing. This would be a healthy counterbalance to the time only for me attitude. Likewise, I have seen people who pour themselves into their work, into their family, even into their church, and take no time for themselves. And if you're one of those people, it would be a great time to build in some time for yourself. Time to read a good book. a time to do an activity just for the enjoyment of it. Take time to just take a walk or to pray. Another couplet that I came up with, for which I think we need to find that balance point, is a time to speak and a time to listen. When I thought of this one, I thought of our national life first. I hear so much talking, I don't hear so much listening. Great issues are not discussed or even debated anymore, they are bludgeoned. We all have our minds made up and we really don't need to hear what anyone else is saying. But we are quite sure that they need to hear us. So for some of us, we need to take time to listen. There are so many important ideas that need to be shared, whether they're on the national scope or the church scope or even just within a family. These ideas need to be shared, blended with other ideas to make our life together better and more fruitful. But when we talk too much and listen too little, that doesn't happen. But there is the opposite side of that. There are many who do not speak out enough, though they have something valuable to say. The church is notorious for letting too many voices go unheard. People won't share a good idea or a concern because they don't want to or don't know how to. And when there are gripes, they are spoken in private, maybe out in the parking lot after the meeting. Those are times to talk rather than just listen. And so we need to, as a community and as individuals, find a balance that will encourage everyone to speak and everyone to listen. And then I came up with a third one, and that is time for looking back and a time for looking forward. The end of our passage kind of hints at that Dora read. As nations, as individuals, as a church, I find that we're often out of balance here as well. Many of us remain tied to a past we cannot possibly recapture, but would dearly love to. While others are so interested in moving forward, they pay no respect and honor to the past. As we move into the fall season, I hope we're able to do both. Honor our past while meeting the challenges of the future. For there is a time for every matter under heaven. And that is a great gift God gives us. We have the time, and it is all good. Amen.